What's going on? It's your boy, the Fast King Pharaoh with the Fast King Pharaoh podcast, and I am drinking green juice. I am totally not fasting right now. Holy shit. It is the holiday weekend, and it is really, really, really good to talk to all of you. Oh my god, it's been... it's been pretty insane. I apologize, I haven't been putting out anything, mostly because I didn't have the kind of time, but I'm kind of fixing that all right now, and I have news and a steady clip. The main reason why I haven't really been able to update this podcast as often as possible is because I recently got a promotion. Part of getting back to living my life as best as possible is taking more responsibility for the things that I am involved in, and one of those things has definitely been me. But putting in a little more extra effort, or rather the effort I should have been putting in the whole time, into my job and my company, who once again stuck through me through the entire congestive heart failure trip, saw fit there. They looked at my work and what I was doing, and they're like, okay, there you go. They gave me the reins to the team that I work on, so I am now middle management. So shout out to my company for giving me this opportunity. It's amazing, but it has kept me very, very, very busy. There's a lot of work to do. But you know, that's you know, on the good side. On the other side, I have been watching my country steadily implode, and it is, boy, it is hard to watch. I'm still fasting. That's never going to stop. I'm never going to not fast. I still tweak with the formula every once in a while, just in order to keep things fresh and new, and to try and figure out a more passable method so I can give out a sort of like a uniform fasting protocol that everybody can follow, regardless of where you're at. So something simple and easy that, you know, here you go, write it down and give it to you so that you can go ahead and implement it into your own style. The green juice that I mentioned is, oh boy, there's a lot in this. It is a fucking song. There's a lot in it. The base of the green juice is Dr. Rhonda Patrick's smoothie recipe, which you can look up online. You can actually go to YouTube and just type in literally Dr. Rhonda Patrick smoothie. So that's the basis of it. It's got celery, kale, spinach, carrots, apples, blueberries, cherries, hemp seeds, avocados. I think that's it. And I added some extras to it for myself. So I'm using Green Vibrance Probiotics, which is the best probiotic that I have found. 25 billion CFUs, which is great. 5 grams of creatine and 20 grams of collagen peptides going to my shake. And an electrolyte mix, because I'm still taking my diuretic, and I now know how to kind of hack it so that I can purge a little extra water, and it leaves me extremely dehydrated, and it pulls all my electrolytes out of me. I'm literally pissing out my electrolytes. So I have to I have an electrolyte replacement that I got from Brain Forza. Shout out to Brain Forza. Amazing, amazing company. And I take that in the shake. It's a lot of ingredients, but I take it usually first thing in the day, and it annihilates your appetite. Like, you just kind of, you're good. You're good. I don't really get cravings like that anymore. I just kind of, okay, cool. Food's here, food's not here, whatever. Doesn't matter. So, but yeah, I'm still working on tweaking the workout that I'm doing with my two, I don't know if I even mentioned this last podcast, but I now have two 40-pound BAMF hammers that I wield like 3 times a week. I was doing it every day, but I can't, as I'm healing extremely quickly now, but I don't heal fast enough to wield two 40-pound hammers on a daily basis. Like, my body's like, okay, we feel you. You got so much energy now, Craig. Awesome, bro. But you need to slow it down, because I my shoulders be creaking and my wrists be hurting. So I need some more recovery time. So I now do that 3 times a week, and then I do the deck of pain. The deck of pain is a very simple, it's a jailhouse workout. But basically, I assign an exercise to the four suits. I think hearts is squats, clubs is push-ups, Diamonds is door pulls, where basically you go to a door jamb and you lean back as far as possible, and then you pull yourself so that you can get a upper back workout in. And spades is it's like a floor crawl. I don't know how to describe it to you audio wise, but basically you crawl out from a standing position, you put your feet on the ground, and then you crawl out to a push-up position, and then you pull yourself back up with your abs. It sounds pretty simple, but do like 3 or 4 of those, and yeah, it's a very, very, very good ab workout, and it puts in a nice spine and shoulder mobility. So that's basically what I do. I do that 6 days a week, and then on the 7th day, I rest, for that is the Lord's Day. I am totally joking. I definitely do not worship, but that's basically what I've been doing, and I have been making unbelievable leaps and bounds, man. It is pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. So I'm enjoying myself right now, but boy, it's rough being black in America sometimes. I have I've been struggling a little bit with the current climate. I have watched a lot in terms of how people are reacting to this, especially my more melanin-less compatriots. I have, in my lifetime, I have spent a lifetime placating to white America. I made a cool video way back in the early days of YouTube. It's a video of me on a scooter drinking Capri Sun. I can't say it. Big ass nigga on a scooter drinking Capri Sun. Yeah, I made that video about 11 years ago. 12? 12 years ago. 11? I don't know. It's one of those. It was a while ago. It was at least more than a decade. I made this video with a good, good friend of mine. And I had fun doing it. And it was just a silly thing me and him never even thought about. We met it. Well, he thought about it because his brain works that way. But I was like, I don't mind making something silly and fun. But it went viral. Been on the front page of Reddit a couple times. Flex! but I had an ulterior motive with why I decided to let that video happen. And my ulterior motive was that I didn't like the N-word. And the N-word being nigger. I wanted to take the power out of it. I didn't like that people could say nigger and immediately people would just like you could cause a black person to lose their shit with the utterance of a word. And I didn't like that power existed. I hated it. It exhibited power over the other person. If you can utter a word and cause a physical change in somebody else, like that's bullshit. And I wanted to do what I could to stop it because I saw it was in the 90s, the NAACP tried to bury the word, and that's bullshit. Like, you're going to bury a sound people make with their faces? Like, get the fuck out of here. That doesn't make any sense. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. So I wanted to do something from my end. I was trying to think outside of the box. And I've always done in my life to try and navigate through white America, make sure to smile when I'm in public, make sure that I don't, make any sudden movements when cops are near me. Me and my friends had a joke when we were living in Cleveland where if you'd see a cop rolling by, you would just immediately assume the position. Like, we thought it was funny, and we did it every time we saw a cop, where a cop would drive by and we would get on our knees and we'd put our hands above our head every time we saw a cop. And cops did not find that shit funny, but we thought it was hilarious. But we had learned very well how to operate in white man's America. And a sort of comfort begins to happen where you just go, well, this is just a human beings have an amazing ability, an incredible ability to adjust to literally any situation, no matter how bad it is. I myself, when I got up to 530 pounds, I had gotten to a place where I could, like, this was my life now. Like, I just began to accept that, I would have trouble using the bathroom, I would have trouble walking, I would have trouble breathing, I would have trouble sleeping. I got used to just being wildly uncomfortable all day, all night. And and it was horrible. It was horrible. But you get used to it, you know? And as a black person in America, you just get used to that this is just the way things are. It's not. And it shouldn't. But we got used to it. But then we saw Derek Chauvin put his knee on the back, or I'm sorry, on the neck of an innocent man, and we saw him kill him on live television. And the country burst into flames. And what I saw made me so angry. Because this is we've been here before. We've done this. We've done this thing over and over again. We try to talk about it. They tell us to shut up. They tell us to shut up and dribble. We try to kneel about it. We knelt peacefully. We didn't disturb anything. We didn't get in anybody's way. We didn't do anything wrong. All we did was we knelt respectfully while the anthem played to show that we were hurting and that we were in pain. And we got... They called our mothers bitches and told us to get the fuck off the field. That's what they told us. So what else was there to do? Can't talk about it. Can't kneel about it. Can't sing about it. Can't do anything about it. Just, this is the way it is. Black people get killed by cops. Deal with it. People get killed by cops. We had to light the country on fire to get one murderer arrested. Just one. Just one. He killed George Floyd. He got to go home, eat dinner, kiss his wife, watch TV, sleep in his bed. All while an encampment of police surrounded his home and protected him from mob justice. While the city burned, they protected this man while the city burned. We had to light the country on fire to get one murderous cop arrested. Just one. What's it gonna take? What's it gonna take? Then I see my All Lives Matter people. And then I hear Tucker Carlson. I hear him referring to the Black Lives Matter protesters as terrorists, thugs. I already see the rebranding. I already see the direction that they're getting ready to go in. And that's why I'm training. That's why I'm training. That's why I'm fasting. That's why I'm trying to come up with a comprehensive way to get yourself into half decent shape. So that you'll be able to run for at least a mile and a half. So that you'll be able to climb ladders. So that you'll be able to swim. I have zero faith in white America. None. I don't believe in them to be able to look past their want of Applebee's and normalcy. I look at Asian countries, and they've been wearing masks for decades. No problem. None whatsoever. Just chilling. It's cool. It's a fashion statement over there. They don't care. Over here, I can't breathe. The mask, it hurts my face. I can't breathe if I put on the mask. Yeah, but then you catch COVID and you got to go in the hospital, and everybody in the hospital has to wear a mask their entire shift. You can't be inconvenienced with masks, but I'm supposed to expect that you'll elicit actual social change without the system being burned to a cinder? Bullshit. Bullshit. I'm in love with a country that doesn't love me and never did. This country raises more of a stink for cops killing dogs than they kill black people. Up till this point. It had to get here for it to get real serious. But you see those videos of cops shooting dogs that are running after them? Outrage. Oh, huge settlement. I don't know. I don't understand. Where do we go from here? I see the direction that my country is headed in, and I can't ignore it. I had a plan. I was going to keep playing video games, get fatter, eat, die. That was my plan. That was my game plan. As I was just going to get fatter and then die. That was the plan. That did not happen. I'm still here. I can't afford to continue to look at the ills of this administration and the direction that my country continues to head in. I see a lot of people who are extremely optimistic. They're looking at the situation. They're like, no, things are getting better. And I see placation. We're going to take Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's rice. I don't give a shit about that. I don't know any single black person who was like, we got to go get Aunt Jemima. No one can. Back, let me tell you, that shit came out of left field, man. Aunt Jemima. I actually forgot how incredibly racist Aunt Jemima syrup was. I forgot. That's a mammy. That's an enslaved black woman. They were using it as a mascot. I forgot, man. I completely forgot, man. Especially if you look at like some of the older Aunt Jemima advertisements. I forgot how racist that shit is, man. But I don't care. And then they want to tell you, like, oh, no, look at these Black Lives Matter people. Look at them. They're taking away all our stuff. They're taking our stuff. I don't give a fuck about that, man. I don't know a single, at least within my circle. Maybe I could be wrong. I could be absolutely wrong. There could be a vast majority of black people who are just like, we must get out Jemima. But I don't give a shit. There's way more important things. Prison reform, number one. There shouldn't, anybody who's been convicted for nonviolent drug offenses, if their state has legalized the drug that they were convicted of, immediately, they should be released. Immediately. Released, given reparations for the time that they served because the state is now profiting off of the thing that they prosecuted them for. Immediately released, record expunged, given a stipend, and then given job placement. We are so sorry. We didn't mean to ruin your life. Here you go. Expunge your record. Clean slate. Here's some money in your pocket. Let's get you a job. Let's get you back into society. Let's get you back to work. I'm concerned with that. I want to see real change. Real policy change. I'm not interested in the Aunt Jemima syrup or the Uncle Ben's rice. I don't give a fuck about that. There are still children being imprisoned at the border. That's a huge problem for me. Oh, you thought I forgot about the children that are being, the immigrant children that are being locked up at the border at the behest of the current administration? Yeah, totally haven't forgotten about that. That's an enormous issue for me, man. I don't like people in cages, period. Granted, there are some motherfuckers that definitely need to be in a cage. You murder for somebody? Fair enough. You go in the box. You like touching children? You go in the box. You go under the box. You get under the box. Way under the box. Like, we put you in a box, and then we put that box in a box, like a Russian nesting doll of jail, just... And then we put you, like, way the fuck under the jail. We put you in the same bunker that Trump hid in when everybody was rioting, because he's a... Stop. I am angry, but it's not the type of angry that goes and burns anything down. I was actually having this conversation earlier with my father. I as a person who claims to stand in the middle, I was actually talking with a friend who revealed something. Who made me realize something which was mind-blowing. Everyone keeps telling me that I'm a leftist. It's like, I don't think so. I like guns. I don't think guns should be banned. I think that's impossible at this point, especially. I don't think guns should be banned, but I think there should be some gun control. I believe in less government interference, but I do believe that along with paying your taxes, a modicum of healthcare, education should be provided. Absolutely, 100%. I believe that when you pay taxes, you know, roads should be maintained. I don't think power and light should be given to private companies. I think that should be you shouldn't have a power bill. I think that's insane. That you have, it's an essential, like it's essential. I've had my power cut off before. Let me fucking tell you, you need power. You need power. It's not a luxury to have your home powered, especially if you live in South Florida in the summer. Nigga, it was 102 degrees outside today. 96, but it was 102 because of the humidity. No, you have to have power. I think if you pay taxes, the government should cover some certain basic necessities. I mean, so I'm not a leftist, because a leftist is all about seizing the means of production. That's left. Definitely not left. Do I think everybody should just get a free pocket full of money? No. I do believe that you should do some work in order to earn your pay. You should do something in order to contribute to the society within which you live. Absolutely. You don't know. I'm definitely not a leftist. I'm a centrist. But the current political climate has gone so far right that everything is left to them. Everything. So, what can I do? I can get stronger. I can work on myself. I can read. I can meditate. I can train every day. Not every day. 6 days. I can train for 6 days straight. I can train my mind. Train my body. Continue working hard. Continue contributing to my community. Make sure to get awareness out and do my best. Because I believe in this country. I believe in America. I absolutely do. I haven't been to other countries. I need to. I need to gain perspective. But I have people here who aren't going to go anywhere. I got my goddaughter. I have people who I love who are having children. They're having children as we speak. And I love them. And because they're having children, I'm going to love their children. These people are my family. And they're not going to go anywhere. So I can't go anywhere. I can't afford to just sit back and hope that things just work out. It's the reason why I hate Christianity. I hate false optimism. I hate it when somebody just goes, oh, things will just work out. You don't know that. That has actually never been the case. When that does happen, it's called a miracle. It usually works out for the worst. So I cannot afford to just sit here and hope that things just figure themselves out. I have to do something. I have to try. So here we are. Here we are. I'll be putting out more content. Because I have to work. I have to work harder. And I want you guys to come along on the journey with me. As I continue to try and improve myself, and hopefully, you know, as you see me experiment and injure myself in the pursuit of betterment, you can then learn from my mistakes and then come up with your own plan. You get to watch a fat guy struggle to not be, you know, as fat, or not fat, rather. So that's what we'll work on. I'm going to keep this podcast a little short. I ranted for a little bit there, but I just wanted to get that off my chest. But I definitely do want to talk about adaptogens and the incredible effect that they have been having on my mental functions. Holy shit, Brain Forza, you are the stuff of legends. I accidentally spoke with the CEO of Brain Forza. Don't ask me how I got his number. It was a complete accident. I didn't even mean to. I was trying to contact the customer service. And somehow I got his direct cell phone number. It was a complete accident. But his name is Greg, and he is an amazing dude. And he has an amazing product. No, this is not paid for. I paid for my supplement. like I said, it was an accident. I didn't get a free bottle to like a sponsorship. I heard about it from Dorian Yates' video talking about adaptogens on YouTube. I suggest you look it up. Just literally go to YouTube, type in Dorian Yates and adaptogens, and the video's long, but it's long because it's packed to the brim with visual guides and knowledge. This man is extremely knowledgeable, and based upon what I heard him say, I went and I googled all the stuff that he was talking about, and 100% on the level. Adaptogens are amazing. I take them 5 days a week, and then I take off Saturday and Sunday. I take them with my green tea extract and my thiamine and quercetin. Oh shit, I didn't even tell you guys I do that. Yeah, green tea extract, quercetin, and theanine. That shit is gross, but we'll give you superpowers. We'll absolutely give you superpowers. It is an incredible combination of supplements that I got from BoltSupplements.com. BoltSupplements.com. Make your own shit. I'm kidding. They didn't pay me that either. I paid for that stuff too. But it was actually pretty cheap. You can actually buy green tea extract, quercetin, and L-theanine from them. You get all three separately, and then I just mix it together in a giant thing, and I just shook it around. So I take a scoop of that in the morning, and I put it in a cup, and I take two B-complexes, and then I take my adaptogens all at the same time, gulp it all down, and then I go and build entire worlds in my brain. It is insane. But I'll talk more about that when next I talk, which will be next week. I will commit to this. I'll put this out every week again. But anyways, your homework for this weekend is to not go to July 4th celebrations. Don't get the Rona, bruh. Don't get the Rona. Holy shit. We passed, 10,000 cases yesterday alone? Oh, God. There's so much Rona outside. There's so much Rona. Coronavirus! Shout out to Cardi B. God, I love that woman. She's so much fun. Don't just enjoy. If you happen to be able to see fireworks from like the inside of your car, if you want, or from like your balcony or wherever you're at, fine, you can do that. Don't post it online. Nobody's gonna watch it. Nobody is going to watch your fireworks on your phone. Nobody ever watches those. No one cares. No one cares. Here's what I want you to do. Your homework for this weekend. Whatever side of the aisle that you're on, whichever side, I want you to stop. I want you to take a breath. Just a deep breath. And I want you to play a mental game, all right? I want you to look at the other side. Objectively, not subjectively. What does that mean? Let me explain. I want you to look at the other side, and I want you to think about how they are viewing things. Don't assume that they're stupid. Don't assume that they're weak. Don't assume that they're mean. Don't assume that they're racist. Just look at them and assume their position as you are and see what's happening. If you're on the right side and you're looking at the leftist, look at their fear. Look at their hurt. Look at their anger. See where it's coming from. If you are on the left side, look from their end. Look at their fear. Look at their worry. Look at their anger. And just think about it. I'm not telling you to empathize. I'm not telling you to feel sorry. All I'm saying is just take a look. That's it. That's it. I'm going to get off this now. I still have two more things I got to do before I get to play video games for the night. I just drank my green juice, as I said, and I'm going to go and finish reading this very tiny book that I got on the recommendation of a really, really awesome, really, really nice lady. I'm going to do that, and then that's it. It's pizza night, so I'm going to eat me some pizza, and I'm going to chill out. It's been a long week. My head is hurting. I just got yelled at by a lady in Canada. She was so mad.
Oh my God, there's only one man to fire the whole company. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus, lady, it's July 4th. Can't have a day off? Yikes. Anyways. just the gripes of a manager, I guess. Please, all of you, I don't care what side you're on, I love you very, very, very much. And I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to fight real, real hard to make my country as great as it is in my head. And I'll probably fail, but I'm going to do it anyways. Because it's what I want to do. And hope you join me. That'd be nice. Because it gets very lonely. Take care. Love you. Fast King Pharaoh. Peace.